Baseball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubs game against Cypress Wood Wildcats is made possible by the Burnham Sports Friends. The pregame show is brought to you by the Mattress Guys, Beliski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Burnham National Bank, Branded Graphics, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Burnham Nursing and Rehabilitation, DDM Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, Greenspan Profiles, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services. We'll go to the field with your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Burnham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Burnham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Burnham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Burnham National Bank. That's what.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels, built to perform, built to last, built right.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out here to Fireman's Park for some Brenham Cubs Saturday afternoon baseball. And the Brenham Cubs taking on the Cywoods Wildcats. And last year we were over their place. This year they get to come to ours. And although we got looking a little gloomy out there this afternoon, rain not expected to be a factor.
I tell you what, looking at it now, Doug, when we first got here, the flags were laying limp. The humidity was up here. But then that little bit of a north-northwest breeze came in, and it feels pretty good right now.
Yeah, the and for the Cubs, coming off a big win last night over Iowa Colony, 6-2, the final score there. And they're on the bye week this week, so looking to get this one in. And then two big district games next week with Brian Rutter. Rutter is going to be here Tuesday night, and then the Cubs will be going to Rutter Friday night to wrap up the regular season. But Cubs already district champs, and now just looking to build on that and now seeing if they can run the table in the district competition.
No doubt about it. I know that would be a terrific goal for Coach Wheaton to go undefeated in district. The big thing is, and congratulations to him again, being district champions. What an honor. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Take care, play this game today. Try to learn something from this game today, and then get ready for that district game on Tuesday.
Exactly. And we got more to come here on the pregame show. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
All right, as we come back here, Brenham Cubs counting down to their game against Cy Woods. Now, last night was seniors' night here at the ballpark, and they got to honor their outgoing seniors. And since we were at the girls last night, we didn't get a chance to make mention, but let's run down the list here of seniors on this Cub team. You have Dalton Hart, Brody Tucker, Dawson Keim, Landry Mendoza, Caleb Maurer, Braden Gandy, Drake Benke, Jace Miller, Cooper Hody, Jackson Reyes, Evan Curtis, and then you have your team statisticians, Logan Fothery and Marley Dixon, and student manager Caleb Espinoza, and then your athletic trainer is Jordan Dixon. And so that is the seniors for this Cub team, and of course they've had a great run during their time here and looking to maximize everything this year and hopefully in a couple of weeks, the start of what will be a deep run in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Again, congratulations to all the seniors. Number one, what a way to go out. District championships. Mm-hmm. Now you're only looking for a little bit more icing on the cake.
Yep.
Cake, and as you said, make a deep run in the playoffs. But congratulations to those young men. Again, as I said last night about the ladies, one day, we'll all be reading about them
yep.
being successful citizens in this country.
Absolutely, as they're getting the last-minute field work done, getting it ready for today's game. It is still on for a 1 o'clock start time, so if you want to get out here to the ballpark, do make sure if you're sitting in the stands, bring a towel or a chair or one of those portable chair things with you because there are some wet bleachers there, so please be careful with that. But otherwise, the field's in good. When you get toward the top, then they're dry. There's more covering there. But the lower level, it's pretty wet down there from the rain that passed through earlier. Meantime, we're going to take another break, and we've got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
All right, as we come back here, and let's take a look at how the district went last night in District 17-5A. As we said, the Cubs are on the bye this week, so all the other teams did get to play in district play. And let's see, we had, And the scores last night, it was A&M Consolidated beating Huntsville 10-3. Montgomery knocked off Lake Creek 6-3 last night. And it was College Station winning a nail-biter over Rudder 2-1. So right now, for as far as the playoffs are concerned, you got the Cubs. They are first place in the district at 10-0. You got College Station and Lake Creek tied for second at 6-4. You got Montgomery is in fourth place right now at 5-5. And then A&M Consolidated, they are in fifth place at 5-7. Rudder in sixth place at 4-6. And then Huntsville bringing up the rear at 0-10. And going into this final week, of course, with College Station and Lake Creek, they're battling it out for that second spot. And then, really between Consol, they finished their district run there on the bye this coming week. But Montgomery and Rudder, and things are going to get interesting here as far as them trying to figure out who's going to end up where in the playoff chase, because those last three spots, I mean, very much up for grabs.
Okay. Montgomery wins a game, they're in, correct?
I would think so. Yeah,
because Consolidate 5-7.
Yeah,
right? Did I hear right?
Okay. Right.
So they're 5-5. They won, get one game. That will settle that.
Yeah.
But if Rudder would beat Brenham twice,
yeah,
which we hope does not happen, and
they would get it. Yeah, they could get in there. They could jump up and sneak there, and then College Station, who has started to come on, they really struggled the first half of the season.
They made a turnaround.
But they turned it around.
It's kind of like they turned the corner, yeah, and started going north.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we were wondering after we played them back at the beginning of the year, it's like, man, what happened to this program?
What happened? You're exactly right. And that's the way I felt about it. But, as we progressed, they had a hit or miss here. They had a little stumbling block in the road. But, I'm going to tell you what, when you make a turnaround, because weren't they 0-4?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, now you're 6-4.
Yeah. So they turned it around, 6 wins in a row.
We'll see. That's Brenham's district. So
Big week coming up this week, and also want to send congratulations out to the Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers last night, both clinching their respective districts. And our thanks to Jennifer Biggs, got to send us a good picture of Coach Thaler getting the Gatorade bucket after the game.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And I don't mind that. It was very cold, but felt very good as well.
Congratulations to him. Fine young man, former Brenham Cub.
Yeah.
We have to throw that in there. But congratulations. Doing a fine job over there. And the Lady Panthers also.
Absolutely. They're having a great season as well. And meantime, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at our starting lineups. But first, let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Brenham Cub baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cub baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions. Member FDIC.
All right, back we go here. And it's time now to take a look at our starting lineups for tonight, or for this afternoon, I should say. And starting lineups are brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. And for Cy Woods, leading it off will be the shortstop, Ross Sullivan. Batting second, second baseman, Brandon Stobner. Batting third will be the center fielder, Aiden Habby. Batting fourth, third baseman, Dylan Mercado. And then batting fifth will be the catcher, Santi Perrazzo. Batting sixth will be the left fielder, Jace McPherson. Batting seventh, designated hitter, Matthew Canales. Batting eighth, first baseman, Cooper Kirkman. Batting ninth will be the right fielder, Austin Burns. And doing the pitching will be Caleb Kahuali. And if we butcher some of the names, we apologize. Just the lineup card didn't come with a pronunciation guide on some of these. And then for the Brenham Cubs, your starting lineup this afternoon will be Dalton Hart leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the third baseman, Owen Finke. Batting third, designated hitter Drake Benke. He's batting for the pitcher, Braden Steele. Batting fourth, first baseman Luke Hardy. Batting fifth will be the catcher, Brody Tucker. Batting sixth will be the second baseman, Landry Mendoza. Batting seventh, center fielder Ethan Aschenbeck. Batting eighth will be the left fielder, Brooks Rosnowski. And batting ninth, the right fielder, Blue Sinega. And that is your Brenham Cubs starting lineup. As we continue with more of the pregame show, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
All right, and we are back now. It's time now for the official introductions out on the field. And for that, we will go to today's public address. Our regular guy, Ross Schrader, not here, so filling in for him, another buddy of ours, Stephen Green.
Batting seventh, the designated hitter, number 27, Matthew Canales. And batting eighth, the first baseman, number 15, Cooper Kirkman. And batting ninth, the right fielder, number 25, Austin Burns. And the starting pitcher for the Wildcats is number 23, Caleb K. Hawley. Now the starting lineup for your Brenham Cubs. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 13, Dylan Hart. Batting second, the third baseman, number 8, Owen Pinky. Batting third, the designated hitter, number 22, Drake Pinky. And batting fourth, the first baseman, number 19, Luke Hardy. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 3, Brody Tucker. Batting sixth, the second baseman, number 9, Landry Mendoza. Batting seventh, the center fielder, number 4, Ethan Auschenbeck. Batting eighth, left fielder, number 16, Brooks Rosnowski. And batting ninth, right fielder, number 6, Blue Sinega. The starting pitcher for the Cubs, number 12, Braden Steele. At this time, we ask that you please rise to honor America for the playing of our national anthem.
After we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks Baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
You need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home. Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
All right, as we come back here. And it is time to get this one underway. Braden Steele out on the hill. And for the Wildcats, it will be Ross Sullivan, the shortstop, stepping in. And we're ready for today's first pitch. Steele will kick and bring it. And it's outside for a ball, 1-0, and we're officially underway. First pitch right on the nose at 1 o'clock. And that one shot to third.
Oh, what a play.
Nice play there by Owen Finke. Throws to first, and Harvey tried to grab it and ended up practically clotheslining the runner there, and they're both okay.
Now up to bat for Cy Williams for second baseman, number 5, Brandon.
Okay, we're going to do that on the throw?
I think E5.
Tell you what a defensive play by Owen Finke.
Yeah.
Wow. It was a shot, and he got it on the first hop.
And pitch is a strike called. Brandon Stobner, the batter. Throw over, runner back in safely. And that one is a strike, and it is quickly here, 0-2. And that one sent down the line, foul, out of play. And it's going to go in.
I don't like the direction that one went.
Me neither. And down low, ball, 1-2. Throw over, runner back in safely.
Carl's not here today. Haley's down there keeping the books.
Okay. And a pie ball. Two balls, two strikes.
Carl probably has a stressful weekend.
And that one, ground ball to third. Think he's going to go to Mendoza for one. Relay to first, and not in time. They did get the lead runner, though.
Another good job there by Owen, making sure we got the lead runner.
So one down now here on the top of the first brings up Aiden Habe. First pitch from Steele. Taken outside for a ball. It's 1-0. runner at first, one down. Abey steps in. Pitch from Steele, swung and a miss. And one and one, good pitch there.
A really good curveball there by Braden Steele.
And pitches up high for a ball. Two and one. And that one taken inside for a ball. Three and one count.
Braden doing a good job keeping the ball down, Doug.
Yep. And Wildcats, good team this year. Coming in here with a 26-2 record. Foul tip. And this week, they've got a big series. I know you were saying they're taking out Bridgeland for their district championship. And that's coming up this week.
Some good quality baseball in that district.
Oh, yeah. And that one outside, ball four. And Habe takes the walk. That'll put two runners aboard now. And brings up Dylan Mercado.
For Cy Woods will be number eight, the catcher, Santi Carrazo.
Mercado. One out and two runners aboard. That one in there for a strike. It's 0-1. And foul tip. No balls, two strikes.
Braden came with curveball again and had Mercado off balance.
Runners take the leads, the 0-2. And that one is a base hit into right field. Senega up with it and firing it home.
Hey, good job by Blue Senega.
And load the bases now for the catcher, Santi Perrazzo.
Next up for Cy Woods is number one, the left fielder, Jake McPherson. Correction, number eight, the catcher, Santi Perrazzo.
Okay. To now they got bases loving to play anywhere. Swung out and missed, 0-1. Hardy and Mendoza shade up in the middle for a double play. At the corners, Hardy and Finke pretty much even with the bags. And this one foul up the third base side, and it's 0-2 now on Perrazzo.
Got him.
And that is swing and a miss and a strikeout. So two down now. And now let's bring up the left fielder, Jace McPherson.
Now switching to Cy Woods. Number one, left fielder.
Braden came with three straight off speed pitches and had him off balance. Good job.
Try to take a swing. Umpire says he went around. It's 0-1.
Make that four in a row.
Yeah. one, just missing a ball. It's 1-1. And outside for ball, it's 2-1. And therefore, strike 2-2.
Braden came a breaking pitch again and broke it knee high at the outside corner.
And outside for ball once again, and a full count now, 3-2. And one is going to be in for a hit. One run is in, another one coming home. And it's going to be a two-run single for McPherson. Stoner scores, and Holly scores. And now Matthew Canales, the batter.
Tell you what, that's two hitters, Doug, that they get that breaking pitch on the outside corner and they take it to right field.
Mm-hmm. This is this one over to second. Mendoza over to Hardy at first, and then over to the side. In the inning, though, the Wildcats do get two runs on two hits. There was one error and one left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Cy Woods, two Cubs coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC, in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
And on we go to the bottom of the first inning, and Sightwood's leading 2-0 over the Brenham Cubs. It'll be Caleb Calholy, and he's going to be working against Dalton Hart, Owen Vicky, and Drake Benke. And Hart steps in here. Pitch. Hart takes a little high and outside, and it's 2-0. And Hart pops this one up. Third baseman gives a slight chase, but it's going to clearly be out of play. And pops that one foul again, and we get a count out of 2-2. Three balls, two strikes, a full count. See if Hart can work his way on base. And he does. Ball four. And that'll bring up Owen Finke. Pitch. And Finke drives that one back in the middle. They're going to flip for one. Fired in the dirt. All of a sudden, they still got him.
Wow.
Close play there at first. And a double play. Okay, what nice turn of that one by Stobner and Sullivan. And two outs, that'll bring up Drake Finke.
That was a very unique 6-4 to 3.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking Owen had a clean single up the middle, but the shortstop gets over there pretty quick.
The ball one to Benke. And he fouls that one away, 1-1. One pitch. And this one, high fly ball out to left field. Center fielder calls him off and makes the grab for out number three. And so in that inning, there were no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. And we go to the bottom of, we go to the top of the second inning. And Sideways leads 2-0 back into here 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years, 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County. Don's Appliance Services, fast, courteous service on your appliances, a local business serving local people.
All right, back we go here now to the top of the second inning. And for Sidewoods, it's going to be Cooper Kirkman, Austin Burns, and then back to the top of the order with Ross Sullivan facing Brady Steele. And that one over to short, hard up with it, throws to first and gets the quick out.
Up next for Sidewoods, number 25, right fielder Austin Burner.
Next pitch. Taking for a ball, 1-0. Long delay in there as finally gets the first delivery in there to Austin Burns. And that one over to second. Takes a big hop. Mendoza throws on to Harding. And that's two away. And back to the top of the order with the shortstop, Ross Sullivan.
A lot better start this inning.
Very much so. And pitch is in there for a strike. Comes trailing at 2-0. We're in the top of the second against Cy Woods. And another strike ends quickly here, 0-2.
I tell you what, really like what Braden's doing today, keeping the ball down in the strike zone. Mm-hmm. And working his corners very well.
One taken for a ball. One, two pitch. And big hop. Dinky over. Throws it first. And Hardy couldn't hang on to the ball. That'll be an error that allows Sullivan to reach. Second time he's done that tonight.
So, Sullivan 0 for 2 and been on base.
In both times, yes.
But you know what? A lot of coaches will tell you all they want their leadoff guy is get on base, you know.
One is going to be in
that's
a gap.
Wall.
Oh, no,
good
run.
Shot.
Oh, he dropped it. Aschenbeck had it in his glove and dropped. And now it's going to get the run home. And Sullivan just circles the bases. And that'll make it 3-1 now.
You watching the board also?
Yeah. And that one foul over toward the third base coach's box.
Everybody's looking hard at this one.
Yep. And that one taken for a ball, 1-1. And right now, so far, the early going has been all Cy Woods. They lead it 3-0. That one's going to be popped up. Gonna hang in. Yes, sir. And that will retire the side. So, in the inning, though, they did come up with one run on no hits, two errors, and one left. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. And Cy Woods leads it 3-0 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating. Your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stagett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
And All right, we are back here in the bottom half of the second inning. And right now it's Cy Woods leading this one 3-0. And for the Brenham Cubs, it's going to be Luke Hardy, Brody Tucker, and Landry Mendoza. Facing off against Caleb Kahoali. And the first pitch, Hardy takes down low for a ball, 1-0. So glad you could be with us here on a Saturday afternoon. Looks like the rain's going to hold up so we can get this one in. And pitch is a strike call. It's 1-1. And next pitch to Hardy. Takes it up high for a ball. And it's two balls and one strike. Hardy fouls that one away, and it's 2-2. And swings and misses one in the dirt, and the catcher is going to come up with it, and Perazzo fires on the first to complete the strikeout, and that's one away here in the second. And now it's going to bring up Brody Tucker. Right-handed hitting catcher, right-hand pitcher. And Tucker takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. One of this big group of seniors on this team this year. And that is a strike. It's quickly here, 0-2. And that one taken for a ball. Kawali with the next pitch. And that one is a chopper over to third base. Throw to first. And they just nipped Tucker by a hair. And so that's two quick outs. And now they'll bring up Landry Mendoza. Landry's been hitting the ball well lately and moved back up in the order. He had one point during this season, been struggling, dropped down to the ninth spot in the order. Now here he is. Been hitting the ball well lately, back up into the number six spot. Senior, four-year starter at varsity level. And first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Cubs trailing here 3-0. We're in the bottom of the second. And outside for a ball, 2-0. And Mendoza swings and misses, foul tips into the, or he did foul tip it into the glove. And so two balls and one strike. And that one's inside for a ball. And don't forget, we got more baseball coming up later on tonight. Astros and the Cardinals from Daikin Park. That is a 6:10 for the first pitch, 5:40 Astro Launch pregame show here on KWHI. And strike called. Full count now on Landry. And the pitch from Kawali. And that takes ball four. And so Mendoza will trot on down to first. And they'll bring up Ethan Oschenbeck. Check of the runner at first. Throw back in. Landry's in there easily. Be curious to know how the footing is out there with the mud on the field, and the pitch is swung on and missed. And that one is sent out to center, and they'll make the grab for out number three. So in that inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. And we're moving on to the top half of the third inning. It is Cywoods 3, Brenham nothing. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
J&A Roofing. Experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
All aboard!
All right, and we are back here in top half of the third inning. Third inning is Dylan Mercado to bat here. And first pitch from Braden Steele is taking for a ball, 1-0. And Tommy had to step aside for a little bit, and so we're pleased to welcome in our good buddy Steve Rogers joining us. Steve, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, thank you, Doug. I enjoy being here.
Yep. And next pitch is taking for a ball. It's 2-0. And that one is gonna loop in for a base hit for Mercado, and he's now 2-for-2 in the game this afternoon.
Yeah, they're just putting the bat on the ball. They're not really hitting the ball all that hard, just putting the bat on the ball.
Yeah, and seems they can keep finding a hole.
Finding a hole, yeah.
And that'll bring him Santi Perazzo, the catcher. He struck out against Steele first time around. And time is called. Steele with the next pitch, and that is inside for a ball. And this one over to third. Finke up with it. Goes to second for one. And I didn't have possession of it when he came off the bag. And so he's going to be safe. And that's another thing, too, Steve, that's not helping is the errors so far this afternoon.
That has been the difference in the game so far.
I wonder if on that instance, Finke might have been better to just make the throw to first, because I don't know that he, even if the throw would have been good, if he'd have gotten the runner at second.
I don't know. Either way, that's a tough play to make.
And now Jace McPherson, the left fielder batting, and time is called. Oh, they're going to call a balk on it. And so the runners move out, so now we got runners So now Woods has got runners at second and third, nobody out. And a strike called. Infielders all playing in. In there for a strike, and it's 0-2. And this one, a little blooper, that's going to drop in. That's going to get one home, and Ashenbeck's throw was offline. Luckily, Tucker went up the line to grab it.
Tucker did a really good job of not letting that ball get through, or we'd have scored another run there.
And they do get one, though, and then makes it a 4-0 game. And now brings up Matthew Canales, the designated hitter.
We've got a little activity going in the bullpen down there. I believe that's Hudson Harstack warming up.
Okay. And pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. Canales, a left-hand batter. Now runners at the corner, still nobody out here in the top of the third. And that ball is taken for a strike, 1-1. And next pitch, a ball, it's 2-1. And that one fouled away. And this one, a big chopper over to second. Mendoza up with the only play is to first, and he will get the out. But another run is in as Perazzo scores. Makes it now 5-0. And brings up Cooper Kirkman now, the first baseman. Yeah, that one taken for a strike. Cy Woods leading it here, 5-0. We're in the top of the third inning, and they're still batting with only one out. Next pitch is a strike. It's 0-2. Turned on that one, hits it a mile foul.
Glad that one was foul.
Yeah. That one foul back. If he'd hit that one straight, it'd probably end up on 577 somewhere.
Yeah, it was hit pretty well.
And the 0-2. Good block in the dirt there by Brody Tucker. And it's a 1-2. Thank you. And that one in the hole, it's short and knocked down by Hart. Throw to first and got him. What a play there by Dalton Hart.
We've made some really good plays in the field. We've just been a little erratic on our throws today.
And that brings up Austin Burns. Just mental issues because luckily those are things that can be fixed. And time to call. Burns going to step out. Yeah, strike call. Yeah, pitch from Steele. Wow. That was a close pitch there. Umpire call of the ball. Looked pretty good from up here,
Looked
Steve.
Pretty good to me, too, Doug. Looked like it was all over that inside corner.
Yeah. And that one fouled away. That'll make it 1-2. Ball. And that one, a little fly ball out into left. It is caught by Dalton Hart. Or did that drop it?
I believe he dropped it.
He did drop it in. And so another run will score. And back to the top of the order with Ross Sullivan. He had all three of them convert. Hart, Aschenbeck, and Senega all converging on it.
Yeah, they're just hitting the ball where we're not.
Yep. It's
right here, suck it up. Just hitting it in spots where you can't really get to.
And next pitch from Steele. That one is going to be ripped out to left. And Rosnowski over. He'll make the grab, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, they do come up with three more runs, and they lead it. Sidewoods leads it 6-0, going to the bottom of the third inning. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness. Specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil. On FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Exceptional driver training. Building confident drivers, one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
You know, Doug, they only have four hits. Yep. And back we go here. And for the Brenham Cubs in the bottom of the third inning, it's going to be Brooks Rosnowski, Blue Sinega, and Dalton Hart to bat. Now, Brooks Rosnowski stepping up here. After we've had kind of a carousel this season in left field, Rosnowski here the last few weeks has seemed to settle into that spot nicely.
Yeah, he's doing a really good job out there, I believe.
And the first pitch to him takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Cubs trailing here, 6-0. Need to get the bats going here this inning. Give the fans here something to cheer about.
Yeah, we've hit the ball well the whole year, and I expect us to get going here soon.
Yeah. And strike call 2-1 on Rosnowski. And he sends this one a fly ball out into center. And center fielder, that is Aiden Haley, makes the catch. We're out number one. And now brings up Blue Sinega. And the first pitch to him is taken for a strike, 0-1. Up high for a ball, 1-1. Cubs still looking for their first hit of the ball game. And that one taken outside, 2-1. Had a couple of walks, but so far that's been it. And today it swings and misses. Yeah, that one outside, 3-2. And that one foul back into the screen. Yeah, full count on Sinega. Dalton Hart would be due up next. Strike three called. That's two down now. And Hart the batter. Hart walked his first time up. Pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. Kind of surprised to see Hart normally wearing number 2 jersey, but today wearing number 13. And he sends this one a high fly ball. Left fielder got turned around a little bit, but manages to recover and make the grab for out number 3.
That ball was hit a little harder than I thought it was hit.
Yeah, thought he might have had gotten one past him, but the left fielder did a good job of running that one down, and so.
Yeah, I think it fooled him a little bit, too. This wind is changing directions.
And so that does it for the third inning. We're on to the fourth inning. And back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones. Making sense of investing? Member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food,
Good Times, Lone Star Southern Grill.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, we got a pitching change for the Cubs. Hudson Hartstack has come on to relieve Braden Steele. Cubs trailing here 6-0. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance, insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that has been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance in Brenham. Been a while since Hartstack's been able to get out there, so good chance with a non-district game to get him in, and get him some work here.
Yeah, it's really good to see these guys get to come in and pitch a little bit before we go into the playoffs.
Yeah,
because we're going to need them as we go into it.
Absolutely. And, Dawson Kime got the start in last night's game, and then Braden Gandy came in and did a nice job closing it out. And Hartstack with a chance to pitch here. And taking four, Paul, 1-0. Second generation Cub. And pitch taken for a ball, 2-0. And one inside for a ball, 3-0. Brandon Stobner, the batter, he's been on base both times, fielder's choice, and reached on an error. Yeah, that one is ball four, and so walked him on four pitches. Not quite the way I think he wanted to start. Brings up Aiden Habe. Habe 0-for-1, walked and scored a run his first time up. And I don't think we mentioned this yet, but Cywood's, they're a 6A team, aren't they?
Yes, yes. I think they're a big 6A, I believe.
Okay. Now batting for Cywood, number 16. They've got a big series coming up this week. They got two games with Bridgeland battling out for their district championship. And that one, ground ball off the glove of Finke, and it got past Hart. And he's still running, and throw to third. Is one of you guys going to make a call or what?
Man. That was pretty bad there, Doug.
Yeah, the two umpires, for the folks at home who can't see, the two umpires were looking at each other, wanting the other to make the call. They were both too chicken to make it on their own.
Fortunately, they did call him out.
God, I've never seen that.
And we're looking at each other like, who's going to do this?
It's like, you're both right there, you got a bird's eye view. Runner going, throw down, and he's going to be safe. So stolen base for Habe. And Dylan Mercado, the batter, he's 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. That one got him on the back foot.
Mm.
The pitch was behind him and just nipped him on the foot. And so Mercado hopped down to first base and brings up Sandy Perazzo.
Number 8, Santi Perazzo.
Bring it off, bring it off, let's go.
Yeah, pitch from Hartstag. Outside for a ball. 1-0 count. Yeah, pitches up and in for a ball. 2-0. Swing and miss. Good fastball there by Hartstag. 2-1 now. Runners go. Tucker's throw. Throw was wide. Finke had to do a diving catch to keep that one from going into the outfield.
That was a heck of a stop by Finke.
And so the runners move up now. They're at second and third. Still just one out. A 3-1 count on Perazzo. And he fouls that one away. And that will make it a 3-2 count. It looks like Cy Wood's got a little bullpen activity warming up. And ball four. Perazzo will take the walk on down to first and brings up Jace McPherson. McPherson already 2-for-2 with 3 RBIs in the game. Going to get a runner down at first. And that is Garrett Wright running down at first. Pitches inside for a ball. And Hartstack will step off, make him wait just a little bit more. And on the outside, 1-0. We're on the top of the fourth. Cy Wood's leading it 6-0 here. And strike call. 1-1. Hartstack trying to get out of the jam.
So big far, out here. If he can get this out, we'll be in.
Strike call, 1-2. And that one outside ball, 2-2. foul away. Count remains 2-2. And ball four, and he walks in a run. Coming in to score is Haby, and now that brings up Matthew Canales. Canales 0-2 in the game. Both times he's grounded out to Mendoza. The base is still loaded, only one out. It's now 7-0. And in there for a strike. Caught the outside part of the plate.
That's a real good pitch.
Yeah, that one down low for a ball, 1-1. And we reached the top of the hour. I want to let you know you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM, K269G, 101.7 FM in Brenham, and across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. Art Stack ready. Next pitch is a strike call, and it's 1-2. And down low for a ball, 2-2. And that one over to first. And Hardy will run to the bag and get out number two as the run scores. I think Hardy realized on that one he really didn't have a play anywhere else, so better to just get it out somewhere.
Yeah, I think we have seen some situations in this game we haven't seen.
Right.
Like bases, like we've not had a real test yet in district too much, and this is really good for us.
Yep. And it's now 8-0 in favor of Cywood. The pitch is a strike called to Cooper Kirkman. Runners at second and third, but two outs now. And pitches inside for a ball, 1-1. And swung on and missed. One ball and two strikes. Oh, they're going to bring in a runner down there at second.
Second base, number 22, Connor Boone.
So, one ball, two strikes. Our second, just get one more here, get out of this inning. And down low for a ball, 2-2. Bottom half of the fourth, the Cubs will have Finke, Benke, and Hardy do up. Run, 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 run. And this one smashed, and that is going to be...
It's going to fall in.
Yeah, Gapper. That's going to get one run home and throw to the plate offline, and that's going to be a two-run double for Kirkman. And now that will make it a 10-0 game. You're in the top of the fourth. And now Austin Burns, the batter. And a pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. That one inside for a ball, 2-0. And that one over shortstop, Hart up with it. Throw to first, and that will retire the side. So in the inning, though, they do put up a four spot. And Sidewoods leads it 10-0. Back with the bottom half of the fourth inning after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brunham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brunham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring. Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barndominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania insurance agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
The bottom half of the fourth inning, we got a new pitcher for the Wildcats. It's Jacob Benwastro. And this pitch change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Made the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance, insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613. Get a quote on your insurance. It's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And pitcher is Jacob Benrostro. He'll be working the Owen, Finke, Drake, Benke, and Lucardi. And it's also time now for our Whataburger recap, brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Add a big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7 Whataburger in Brenham. And so far the scoring has been all Cy Woods. And two runs in the first inning, one in the second, three in the third, and now putting them a four spot in the fourth inning. And they lead this one 10-0. Errors have played the Cubs. They've had five errors so far in the game. And batting-wise, still looking for their first hit. And hopefully we can come through here. Owen Finke to lead it off.
Those errors have come at bad time. They came at bad times.
Exactly. And first pitch to Finke is taken for a strike, 0-1. Finke hit into a double play his first time up. And takes the next pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Go, Eddie! And that one outside for a ball. 2-1 count now. Swung on and missed. And 2 balls, 2 strikes. And Finke sends his one ground ball to third. And fires across the diamond to get him for out number one. And now brings up Drake Finke.
Number 22, designated hitter, Drake Finke.
And that one inside for a ball, 1-0. Foul back into the screen, 1-1. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. And takes a pitch for a ball, and it's 3-1. Rostro's pitch up high, ball 4. And so Benke takes a walk. And they'll bring up Luke Hardy. Benke takes his lead. Hardy, first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Foul that one away. 1 ball, 1 strike. And one down low for a ball. Throw back over to first, and Binky in there easily. And one is taken for a ball, and it's 3-1. And swung and missed. Sends that one a fly ball, and it's going to be caught by the left fielder. 2 down now, and brings up Brody Tucker.
Number 3, Brody Tucker.
Benke still at first. That pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, taken in 2-0. And another foul ball. 2-1. And another strike. And ball four, and another walk. And that'll bring up Landry Mendoza. Yeah, it looks like Caleb Maurer is going to come out and run for Tucker. Mendoza walked his first time up. We got two on, two out. Pitch taken for a strike, 1-1. And pitch taken for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Looking at the base runners and the pitch. Outside of ball, throw down first. He's just there to beat the tag. Cubs all year long have relied on the big inning. They could sure use one here.
They could sure use it.
And outside for a ball. Mendoza laying out the pitch. It's 3-1 now. With Aschenbeck waiting on deck. And foul away. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And that one over to second. Throw to first and gets the out. And so in the inning for the Cubs, no runs, no hits, no errors. 2 left on. And we move on to the 5th inning. And Cywood's leading us 1-10-0 back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsor, or from
make
the sports
friend. Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel Mexican Restaurant in Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown, too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. Coring Monument.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
All right, we come back here. We've got a new pitcher for the Brenham Cubs as Sterling Sheffer comes in. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance, your insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. And Sheffer will be looking at the top of the Wildcat batting order with Sullivan, Stobner, and Habe.
Now pitching for the Cubs, number 20, Sterling Sheffer. Leading off the top half of the fifth inning for Cy Woods is number 4, Yavez Soto.
Well, we do have a pinch hitter here. Yavez Soto batting for Sullivan. I guess their coach want to get some other guys a chance at bat now that they've got a good-sized lead. And strike call, it is 10-0. Cy Woods here in the top of the fifth. And this one over to third. Finke up with it. Fires to Hardy at first, and they get him. That's one quick out there.
Next up for Cy Woods, the second baseman, number 5, Brandon Stubner.
And Stubner batting. Been on base all three times. Fielder's choice, an error, and a walk. Trying to take a swing. Umpire says, yes, he went around. And no one, one count. Ground ball to shortstop. Hard up with it. Throwing it first. It's two away.
Next up for
Cy Woods, and bring him in Haley. Two outs here in the inning. And pitch is taken for a strike. Is a strike call. Quickly here, 0-2. One ball and two strikes, 2 outs. Sheffer trying to give the Cubs their first 1-2-3 inning of the afternoon. And got him on strike.
And he did.
That'll retire the side. So that's 3 up and 3 down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank. Get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Cubs trailing 10-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
And looks like we got another pitching change here. As they are, this is their going to be their fourth pitcher of the game, and that is number 13. That would be Dylan Mercado, who was the third baseman. He's coming in to pitch. And Galvez Soto pinch hit in the last inning. He's now playing third base. And this pitch and change once again brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance, insurance you can trust and rely on. For your health, life, car, home, personal, and business, give them a call at 836-3613. You get a quote on the insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And Ethan Oshabek to lead it off.
Off the bottom half of the fifth inning for the Cubs. Fielder number four, Ethan Oshabek.
Comes right down, needs some base runners. And that pitch set outside of ball. One oh count, check of the runner, and the next pitch outside for a ball. Two oh count. Oshenbeck trying to get aboard here, get something going. Pops that one foul. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch to Oshenbeck, and he pops this one up.
Way up.
Second baseman almost lost his foot in there. Got up and came back and got it. Looked like a little bit of that wind might have been playing havoc with it.
Yeah, that wind has blown left to right. It's blown out. It's blown in. The only way it hasn't blown is right to left.
Yeah. And now brings up Brooks Rosnowski. And swung and a miss, 0-1. Oh, one count. 0-2. Oh, two pitch.
Ooh.
1-2 pitch. Got him on strikes, and that is two down. So they got struck out his only previous at bat. And takes that one inside for a ball, 1-0. And that one is a strike call, 1-1. That one taking for a strike. Taken for a ball, two balls, two strikes, two outs.
Down to our last strike. Try to get something going here.
Yep. And swing and a miss down on strikes. And let's, because sometimes they do those gentle, no, that is going to be it. And so that's our final score here this afternoon as Cy Woods wins this one 10-0 run rule over the Brenham Cubs. And that will send us to our post game. And this broadcast of Brenham Cub Baseball is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Post game show made possible by Woodman Life, Gilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, The Paint Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walshit Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching, WSC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Coach's Insurance, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wingstop, and TNA Services. Back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built a reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life. Standing strong for generations.
And back we go here in our final score this afternoon. Cy Woods defeats the Brenham Cubs 10-0. Your final score, Cy Woods, with a no-hitter. I mean, the Cubs only had four base runners, all of them on walks. And other than that, their pitching staff was perfect. And you can definitely see why that with that win now, they are 27-2 on the season. And good luck to anybody trying to beat those guys at the 6A level in the playoffs, because they're going to need that. But as Coach said, they were a good squad and definitely a good test for the Cubs. And you see that they've got some work to do. You kind of wonder, like with the high of last night, with the coming out and getting the big win last night over Iowa Colony, because one thing that reared its head that we hadn't seen in a while, because the Cubs had been, up until today, playing really good defense, but a lot of errors in this game, and that played a big factor in the difference in the scoring. Five errors, and when you make five errors in a game, especially against a really good team, really hard to win there. Braden Steele will take the loss. And we got Coach Chase Wheaton joining us here on the post game. And Coach, this Cy Woods team, good as advertised, aren't they?
Yeah, we did. I mean, yeah, they're a good team, and you give a good team extra outs early on, base runners, they make you pay. Obviously, they put us on the mat early. It was uphill from there. Really disappointed because we thought it was a good opportunity, a good measuring stick, and we definitely didn't play our best game today. But, you know, it's been a while since we put one together like this. So we'll flush it, move on, and get ready for Rudder next week.
Yeah, one of the key things, especially early on, the errors were a big problem in the game, and that factored into a lot of their early scoring.
Yeah, you know, errors are going to happen on the infield, but some of those that we made today were inexcusable. Didn't think we did a very good job in the outfield, let a couple balls drop. And they're a good hitting team. Obviously, they're physical and put the ball in play. It's been a while since we played in a north wind, and that kind of messed with our outfielders a couple times. But, you know, the conditions going into the game, and we got to sure some things up and be a whole lot better.
Yeah, and you had the bye week this week, a couple of games against two good teams. Iowa Colony last night, and then Cy Woods this afternoon, and now coming up this week, you got to turn right around, get back to district play, and you got Rudder coming here Tuesday night, and then y'all going to their place Friday.
Yeah, you know, Rudder's much improved team. They're a good ball club. Lost to College Station 2-1 last night, and by a run Tuesday night, we got a chance to go watch them on Tuesday night. So they do a good job. They play their game, and you got to play well to beat them. And they're a confident group right now playing for their playoff lives. So it'll be a good test for us, and our guys will be hungry to answer the bell after this one for sure.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again Tuesday night.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Chase Wheaton joining us, and we'll be back with more of the postgame until we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Waltrip Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Waltrip brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at waltripconstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Waltrip Construction with your building projects. Waltrip Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate, marketing, and representation you deserve.
Hody Real Estate. Roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
All right, as we come back here and time to take a look at your final stats for this evening, or for this afternoon. And for the Brenham Cubs, they only got, just ended up with four base runners in the game, all of them on walks. Dalton Hart, Drake Behnke, Brody Tucker, and Landry Mendoza, each with one walk apiece. And then, you look at the pitching, Braden Steele, three innings pitched. You have a five hits, six runs, only one of them was earned. One walk and one strikeout. Then you had Hudson Hartstack come in for one inning. Give up one hit, three walks, four runs, all of them earned. And then Sterling Sheffer was the first one to shut them down. One scoreless inning and a strikeout in that fifth inning. But the run rule there, and as we said, five errors committed made for a rough outing for the Cubs as they fall to Cy Woods. Now, got to remember, though, Cy Woods, a 6A team and a really good 6A team. And I think better to have it happen here in a game that doesn't carry a lot of weight versus during a district game. But hopefully Cubs can bounce back and be ready to play Tuesday night. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to pick a John Breeden star of the game after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Outstanding capacity, innovation, and the industry's highest density come together in a New Holland Roll Belt Round Baler. Available from WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy. Whether you make 4x5 foot, 4x6 foot, or 5x6 foot bales, there's a roll belt right for you. All models feature wide, durable pickups and smooth feeding systems for faster baling. Integrated precision solutions help you make smart baling decisions on the go. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy today. WC Tractor, now with 6 convenient locations to serve you. Find them at wctractor.com.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When's the last time you checked your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors? These small devices are lifesavers, but did you know they have a lifespan? They require regular battery checks and should be completely replaced every 8 to 10 years. At Gilmore Electric Express, we can test, replace, or install detectors in code-compliant locations to make sure your home is protected. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now for our John Breeden star of the game. And, well, really no standouts for this one. So we're going to got to improvise a little bit here. And since we were not here for seniors night last night, we are going to go ahead and give today's star of the game to our senior members of the Brenham Cub baseball team. And that would we'll go over them real quickly here. Dalton Hart, Brody Tucker, Dawson Keim, Landry Mendoza, Caleb Maurer, Braden Gandy, Drake Behnke, Jace Miller, Cooper Hody, Jackson Reyes, Evan Curtis, And then the statisticians, Logan Fatherly and Marley Dixon, student manager Caleb Espinoza, and the athletic trainer Jordan Dixon. And they are our John Breeden Stars of the Game. And the Star of the Game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham, for State Farm Good Neighbor Service insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
The Whataburger Bacon Steakhouse Double is back. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double, available only at Whataburger for a limited time. Download the app.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
All right, that's going to do it for us here from Fireman's Park this afternoon. Once again, your final score, Cy Woods wins it over the Brenham Cubs, 10-0 run rule in five innings. And don't forget, we do have more baseball coming up tonight. We got the Astros and the Cardinals, 5:40, Astro launch, 6:10 for the first pitch. And so you can join us for that. Meantime, I want to thank Elizabeth for her great job back at the studios and running the boards for us. And thanks to Tommy Langley and our buddy Steve Rogers here, filling in when Tommy had to leave and joining us here on commentary this afternoon. We appreciate that. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, big thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown saying good night. Have yourselves a great weekend, everybody.
Play ball!
Postgame shows made possible by Woodman Life, Gilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, The Paint Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walchick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Coaches Insurance Agency, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wingstop, and TNA Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. Thank you for tuning in, and have a good evening, everyone.